Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The problem is that it's very uncharted territory because they've described this as biblical, historical. This is something that we've never seen before here. So those of us that flooded during Hurricane Matthew that live near the river, the Waccamaw River, that's flowing out of North Carolina into the Georgetown area of South Carolina, is just bracing for the worst, because if they flooded during Hurricane Matthew, this is going to be worse than that. The rivers are rising in some places 2 to 5 feet higher than where Matthew crested at. So they're thinking, hey, if it was lapping up against my doorstep 2 years ago, what is it going to do this time after Hurricane Florence? So that's what we're all bracing for. And some people described it as being stalked by a snail, because we're just watching it rise up. And in some areas, it's 3 inches an hour, which is terrifying. You go to bed, and the water is, you know, in the banks. And then the next thing you know, in the morning, it's at your doorstep.
Yeah, you're being stalked by a snail. But the problem is you're in irons and chains and you're not able to move at all. So no matter what, that snail is going to catch up to you.
Well, that's right. And what people are fearing now is maybe their home won't flood, but there's a distinct possibility that all the roadways around them will cut them off from getting anywhere. So they're saying, the authorities are saying, hey, listen, if you don't think your home is going to flood and you want to stay there, be prepared to be stuck there for 2 weeks. You may not be able to get out. So that's what a lot of people that are living along the Waccamaw River and, of course, the Intercoastal Waterway are worried about. Now, that's inland from the beach. The beach is fine. It's a tale of two cities here. You can feasibly fly into the city of Myrtle Beach to MYR and not see anything wrong and go about life on the beach just as you always would have. But anywhere that you go inland, you know, we are having major roadways that are threatened by being overwashed and overflooded by the river that's rising. So we are bracing for the worst here. Come Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're going to see issues in the city of Conway and going southward to the city of Georgetown, to the county of Georgetown.
And I know the governor's been warning people that you literally have never seen this before in your lives.
Yes, they've described it as historical, biblical, like we've never seen before. But the sad part of that whole thing is, in 2015, we were told the same thing. 2016, we were told the same thing. And here we are in 2018, and we're having the same situation, but worse. So it is really calling into question as to, you know, why this is happening and the waterways. And, of course, the biggest concern here is we have environmental concerns regarding, debris that's coming down the waterway and coal ash ponds that are being overflowed, that we're concerned about contamination. So there's a close eye on all of that as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.